One of the men charged with blowing up the U.S. Embassy in Kenya in 1998 says he was supposed to die while carrying out the attack. That's according to testimony from an FBI agent. Four men are on trial in New York, charged with conspiring in twin bombing attacks in Kenya and Tanzania that killed 224 people and injured thousands. NPR's Melissa Block reports.
FBI agent Stephen Gauden interviewed Mohamed Alawali over the course of 4 days in Nairobi, where the defendant was arrested. According to Gauden, Alawali told him he trained in Afghanistan at camps run by Osama bin Laden, the Saudi exile who prosecutors say ordered the attacks on the U.S. embassies. Alawali said he met several times with bin Laden and asked him for a mission. Bin Laden told him, "Your mission will come in time." And it did, 3 months before the embassy bombings. According to Agent Gauden, Alawali was told he would take part in a martyrdom operation. Alawali was to assist in driving a truck filled with explosives to a U.S. target somewhere in East Africa. And Alawali said he and another bin Laden follower filmed a video to celebrate their upcoming martyrdom, a tape that was to be played on the successful completion of their mission. Alawali said he arrived in Nairobi 5 days before the bombings and was instructed there would be two simultaneous attacks, one in Nairobi, the other in Dar es Salaam. The Nairobi embassy was chosen, Alawali said, because it was an easy target, and also the ambassador there was a woman, and if she was killed, it would generate more publicity. Gauden said Alawali explained the attacks outside the United States were designed to weaken the U.S. and make way for strikes on American soil. Gauden testified Alawali told him that on the morning of the bombing, he climbed into the passenger seat of the bomb-laden truck with a pistol in his jacket and four homemade stun grenades tucked into his belt. On the way to the embassy, he and the truck's driver, known as Azam, listened to an audio cassette of chanted poems for motivation as they prepared to die. When they got to the embassy, Alawali said he jumped out of the truck, lobbed a hand grenade at a security guard, and watched as people began to scatter. Then, according to Gauden, Alawali realized his mission was complete. He did exactly what he was instructed to do, and it was no longer necessary for him to die in the attack, Gauden said. So Alawali ran. The driver detonated the bomb, killing himself. Alawali was slightly injured, was treated at a hospital, and was arrested 5 days later. When authorities showed him a photo of the driver, Azam, Gauden said Alawali called Azam a hero and kissed the picture. According to Gauden, Alawali agreed to speak to U.S. authorities after they said they would recommend he be tried in the United States. Alawali signed a statement that reads, "America is my enemy and Kenya is not. I want my statements about what I've done and why I've done it aired in public in American court." Alawali's attorneys fought unsuccessfully to have his statement suppressed at trial. They claimed he was threatened in detention and was told if he didn't cooperate, he would be, quote, "hanged from your neck like a dog." Before the FBI agent took the stand, the jury heard from a stream of survivors of the Nairobi blast, 12 injured victims, 9 of them Kenyan, a reminder that the vast majority of the victims were African, not American. Tobias Otieno was left blinded by the attack and had to be helped onto the witness stand. When he heard the explosion, he said, "I thought God had come to take his people." Penina Wadia happened to be on a bus passing by the embassy. She described hearing gunshots that came out like a thunderstorm before the explosion, which knocked out all of her teeth and left her blind as well. Samuel Nganga told how he was trapped with a broken leg under heaps of rubble at an office building adjacent to the embassy. It was 2 full days before he was rescued. While he was trapped, he said he talked to another victim pinned by the rubble, a woman he came to know as Rose. Unfortunately, he said, she was not saved. And George Mimba, an information systems manager at the embassy, described a blast so powerful, quote, "I thought the world was coming to an end," and he prayed, "just take my soul." He was so convinced he was going to die that he fumbled in his pocket for ID. "My parents loved me so much," Mimba said, "I wanted them to identify my body." He crawled from the embassy, realized he would survive, and decided to go back inside to search for his colleagues. Mimba said he heard a woman calling, "George, please help me." He found a body, pulled it to safety, then realized it was a man, not a woman. "The lady's voice kept coming back to me," Mimba said. "It's been haunting me. I really want to know if she survived." Melissa Block, NPR News, New York.